I go a fishing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. The glorious Gospels of the Easter octave are, as it were, worth the price of admission alone. We sing in the introit tonight, Venite Benedicti, come ye blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you. The charms of Easter week are not known to most Catholics, which is a shame, because we need some restful time of coming back and remembering all of the wonderful glories of the resurrection of our Lord, and to hear the Gospels, and to meditate upon the stories, and as St. John says in tonight's Gospel, to recognize Dominus est, it is the Lord. Now, St. John starts his Gospel in Galilee, and he's very careful to say that St. Thomas was there, Thomas the twin, because, of course, he had missed, and he got into great trouble because he missed Easter Sunday and only came on Low Sunday. So what's happening is that Peter, ever impetuous, is wondering what's going to happen next. Our Lord has risen from the dead. He showed himself to them. And, well, he says, I'm going to go fishing. And most of the apostles say, because he's Peter, well, we'll go with you. So they trump off all off to Lake Galilee, and they get themselves organized to fish, and nothing happens. They catch nothing at all. Then there's a figure on the shore. Monday, we keep the Feast of the Incarnation, the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary, translated from Good Friday. The incarnation of Christ entails this wonderful mixture of the pedestrian and the daily and the divine, doesn't it? Because God took a human nature, became a man. And so our Lord sees them, and he calls out and he says, boys, do you have anything to eat? And they say, no, we haven't caught anything. They don't recognize that it's our Lord. So our Lord says, put the net on the right side. Well, they think nothing to lose. They do. The right side, of course, that stands for eternity, eternal life. And the shore, our Lord on the shore, that stands for our Lord in heaven. And the apostles in the sea trying to fish, that stands for the turbulent quality of this current life here on earth. Well, as soon as they obey our Lord and put the fish in, there's a huge quantity of fish. And one of the Italian Renaissance painters, Duccio, catches this scene, and he says, and he shows John, his face glowing with love, is crying out, because now he thought he looked familiar. That's what we're supposed to do when we do the rosary. We're supposed to be thinking about it and finding some connection. He thought that he recognized that man on the shore. That's our Lord, he cries out. But Peter's too busy dealing with the fish. He can't even look up. And our Lord is still over there on the shore. And then Peter, once he hears it's the Lord, he throws his coat on out of respect. Remember, he just has his breeches on because he's doing the heavy work of fishing. And out of respect, he throws his coat on, and then he jumps into the water to go to Christ right away. Again, impetuous. If it's our Lord, he's going to be there with him. In the meantime, our Lord on the shore has built a fire, and he's starting breakfast. How thoughtful our Lord is. He barbecues. He makes a breakfast of bread and broiled toast and broiled fish. And they're there, and he has them to lay down, actually, because they always ate, you know, laying down on the little couches, but they're on the shore. But they're prostrate. They're laying down, comfortable. And everyone knows it's our Lord, but he's different looking than he was before. But nobody dares say, who are you? Because, well, they know it's our Lord. And then that figure, the church that loves this image, because it's the image of St. Lawrence, and we're at St. Lawrence's church in spirit today. He's a patron saint of the new Catholics, the catechumens who are baptized, because St. Lawrence was grilled to death, just like those little fishes are being grilled right now by Christ and for Christ. Even the smallest little notes of the Mass are charming and sort of all connected and teach us wonderful and important lessons. And then our Lord feeds them with his own hands. It's a Eucharistic symbolism. He gives them the fishes. That's Christ, because Christ is the Son of the living God, Savior. That's the Greek word, the acronym, which spells out fish. And then the bread, that stands for the Blessed Sacrament. And that's the end of the Gospel. Except one important thing, which connects Easter and the Mass and the Rosary, doesn't it? Because no one ever did figure out, but we know now why. There were exactly, and St. John specifies, 153 fishes that they caught, and big fishes too. Why, those are the number of the Hail Marys in the Rosary. And so when we pray the Rosary, we catch big fishes. When we want to convert somebody, we want solutions to the big problems of life, we pray the Rosary. We pray indeed the complete Rosary, 153, exactly the number of the fish in the miracle. It's a wonderful gospel. It's one that we should go back to sometimes, like the joys of Easter. But that's what we do when we do the glorious mysteries, don't we? We go back again, and we make the connection, just as you're doing tonight at this Holy Mass. Blessed Easter Wednesday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.